Chapter 9. And then there were four. Vera screamed. She screamed and screamed. Then she heard footsteps running up the stairs. She fell to the floor. After breakfast, Mr. Justice Wargrave suggested a meeting in the sitting room in half an hour. Everybody agreed and then began to clear away the breakfast plates. Miss Brent was feeling unwell. "I can give you something," offered Dr. Armstrong. "No," said Miss Brent. The doctor's face turned white. "I don't want to take anything. I'll sit here quietly until it passes." Emily Brent was left alone in the dining room. She felt sleepy. Suddenly, she heard a sound. "It's like a bee," she thought. Then she saw it on the window. Vera Claythorne was talking about bees earlier, she remembered. There was somebody in the room behind her. "Beatrice Taylor, back from the river." She wanted to turn her head, but she couldn't. She wanted to call out, but she couldn't. She heard the sound of slow, wet footsteps. The footsteps of the drowned girl. She could smell something wet. She could hear the bee. And then she felt it. A bee sting on the side of her neck. In the sitting room, everyone was waiting for Emily Brent. Vera Claythorne offered to get her. But she sat down again as Blore started to speak.
"In my opinion, that woman in the dining room is the one."
"It's possible," Dr. Armstrong agreed, "but we can't prove it."
"She's very strange," continued Blore. "Also, she's the only one who didn't give an explanation for the recording.